Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you all so much for coming this afternoon. And again, my name is Lynn Shaw. I'm with the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. We're based in Arlington, Virginia, and we represent the heads of each state health department in the states, territories, and freely associated states across the country and beyond. And our role is really to support the great work that states are doing and accelerate it whenever we can and share it across the country so they can learn from each other and other national experts. So first, my name is Lynn Shull, and no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation to disclose. Okay, and so the first slide here sort of shows whether we're talking about, I'll be highlighting a couple learning collaboratives we've been working on at ASTO for the past few years, and whether that learning collaborative is focused on 5 states or 22 states, and whether it's focused on diabetes or heart disease. We really try to use this systems change framework and encourage states to look at communication and leadership and vision as sort of those overarching factors or pillars in any change that they try to implement. And then also a few of the things that Mary already touched on and that others in this room are probably very aware of, but in any initiative, always good to keep at the top of your minds around policy change, evidence-based programs, community-level resources, engaged individuals, financing, data-driven action, and complementary sectors and partners. And of course, there is some overlap within that. For example, we encourage state health departments to partner with the payers in their state, whether it be Medicaid or Blue Cross Blue Shield, to explore innovative payment practices for what they're working on across the state. So that touches on a few of the different buckets, but like I said, regardless of the learning collaborative or issue area that we're discussing, we encourage states to look across these areas for more systematic change. And so again, I'll be talking about 2 learning collaboratives. The first one is the United Health Foundation America's Health Rankings Learning Collaborative. This, as you know, is a report that's been published by the United Health Foundation for the past 25 years and is a state-by-state ranking. And the goal for this learning collaborative was to work with 5 states to reduce rates of diabetes, obesity, infant mortality, and or smoking. So I know that's a big range and why that previous slide and using that systems level framework was helpful in sort of tying these different state areas of focus together. But that's the first I'll be discussing, and each state could pick 1 or 2 of those issue areas to focus on. And then the second one that I'll be touching on is a learning collaborative funded through CDC and leverages the National Million Hearts Initiative of preventing 1 million heart attacks and strokes by 2017. So this is one, like I said, we've been working on for 3 years. So in year 1, we had 10 states. In year 2, we had 6 states in Palau. And now this year, we're working with 5 states. And the overarching goal of that is to really support the national goal of Million Hearts and more specifically, improve hypertension control and blood pressure management among the states that we're working with. So a little bit about what we mean when we say learning collaborative. I know this varies across organizations and states. So for us, we really take the quality improvement focus and look at the Institute for Healthcare Improvement's Plan, Do, Study, Act cycles for rapid change. States receive some funding and technical assistance, and then they meet regularly with the fellow teams involved in the Learning Collaborative, ASTO, and other experts by phone, video, and in person. And the project period varies from 9 to about 18 months, depending. And as you can see, or as you may be aware, the funding that we provided, and the time frame is relatively short to make these really systems level changes, and especially to show long-term change. So we look at it, and that's what these 3 little circles represent, and then to the larger circle across Maryland, is we hope that the funding and technical assistance that we provide is sort of that spark funding or two. There's more flexibility in the funding we provide than in other funding sources. So we really hope that they take it as an opportunity to explore some of those innovative partnerships or financing practices or evidence-based programs to really try them in a couple different pockets in their state, and then based on how that goes, spread it across the state. So a few outcomes from the Million Hearts Learning Collaborative. States are standardizing protocols and mining data to identify those previously undiagnosed with hypertension. And so this, for example, is to standardize a protocol, what happens when a patient comes into the clinic and how are they referred to care, and is that common across the physicians in your practice or does that vary? And we found most of the times it does vary. So one of the key pieces to ensuring people are really brought into care and receive the services they need is to standardize that protocol. And then to mine the data. So if there are patients who have received elevated blood pressure readings but have not yet received the diagnosis of hypertension for whatever reason, we really encourage states to go into their data and look for instances like that so that they can ensure those patients have been identified and receiving the care they need. Also encourage them to use community-based approaches to identify those with hypertension and refer them to clinical care and support services, understanding that a lot of those at high risk for hypertension or with hypertension aren't going to just walk into the doctor, declare they have hypertension, and then get into services. So really going out into the community and those sites to ensure that they're identified and brought into care. And then all of the states that we've worked with have leveraged then the learnings from the Million Hearts or United Health Foundation funding to leverage that for larger initiatives and funding opportunities. So the CDC and CMS funding opportunities 1305, 1422, and SIM, which are longer term and more funding attached to it, but they certainly leverage what they learn in these smaller learning collaboratives for that. And then again, we hope and have seen the influence of these learning collaboratives continue to grow as protocols are refined and mature and more individuals are reached. So the little pockets in Maryland spread across in Maryland and the other states that we work with. And then I'll skip just in the interest of time. And we also, I'll say this at the end, we have case studies on all of the states that we've worked on our website. So I'm highlighting New York briefly here, but there is a lot of information on all 22 states that we've worked with, as well as other resources that they've shared and that we continue to share with other states who are involved. So I'll have a please visit ASTO.org for more information about that. But in New York, for example, between 2013 and 2015, the hypertension control rate across the three participating federally qualified health centers improved by 18.7%. The percent of patients with two blood pressure readings greater than 140 over 90 without a diagnosis of hypertension decreased by 28.9%. So that was the one I talked about sort of mining that data. And then again, the systems and infrastructure being established have the potential to reach over 33,000 individuals diagnosed with hypertension across the healthcare system that they've been working with and the federally qualified health centers across their state. So we always talk about sort of these pockets that we've been working with and what the numbers look like there, but then also the potential spread. So once states really have solidified their protocols and processes and that kind of thing, the numbers really would just increase as it spreads across the state. And then with America's Health Rankings, again, we worked with five states. In Arkansas, they focused on infant mortality and gestational diabetes and increased enrollment in text for baby through outreach to various sites across the state. And they were actually the medium state winner of text for baby state enrollment contest in 2013. And then another state, Georgia, they were focused on obesity and diabetes and smoking. They pretty much focused on all of it. They were very ambitious. And then even more broadly focused on healthcare access, realizing that Atlanta is a gigantic city and there are other large cities in Georgia, but it is generally a very rural state, and so wanted to expand their telemedicine system to ensure that patients anywhere across the state would have access to a telehealth site within close driving distance of their home. So throughout the year, they expanded that system, and so now there is access in all the counties in their state. And they also, in addition to the consistent private and state funding sources, secured over $1 million in grant funding to help sustain the programs just through the learnings of the learning collaborative year. And then Oklahoma, another one of our states involved in the learning collaborative, they focused on diabetes and obesity and partnered with a community mental health system to screen behavioral health care behavioral health consumers for primary care, nutrition, and physical activity at community mental health sites. They had really identified the huge disparity in health outcomes for those with mental health and behavioral issues. So wanted to address that by ensuring that those who come into a community mental health system are also referred to the chronic condition and primary care services they may need to address that other pressing issues that are going on in their lives. And so again, that is just a brief nutshell description of sort of the initiatives that AFSTO has worked on to help support states in becoming the healthiest they can be. And there is more information on AFSTO's website, and of course, feel free to contact me as well if you have any questions or need any additional information. Thank you.